Hey there, I'm Chris Ponick, certified public accountant, certified coach, and the host of the Mastering Your Small Business Finances podcast. And I want to welcome you to the first of a new series that I'm doing on this podcast. My intention is to drop one of these additional episodes every Monday while I continue to provide you with the regular Mastering Your Small Business Finances podcast episodes, which will continue to help you take control of and understand your business finances with topics that ultimately impact your bottom line. I have many business owners, accountants, and other high-stress professionals who listen to this podcast, and I want to get more help out there for these individuals when it comes to mastering your mindset. I'll be taking a few moments each week to touch on topics that many high-stress professionals are dealing with and provide solutions to help you increase your overall well-being. Because I know your time is valuable, just like the Mastering Your Small Business Finances podcast, my goal is to keep these episodes short and straight to the point, but full of useful information to help you succeed not only in your professional life, but your personal life as well. Today, I want to start this series off with dread. I know it's kind of a heavy topic to start with, but like I said, I want these episodes to be useful for you. If you're like many people that I work with, you're probably feeling dread throughout your days as well. It's not a bad thing, but what is important is that you're making sure that you're dealing with this in the best way possible. I think there's a misconception that most people don't have to deal with dread. If you look at social media, you don't find too many people posting about what they're dreading for the day. This may cause you to think that your life is filled with more dread than others. But let me assure you that there are many people out there who are feeling dread. This is a normal feeling when you're working on something new or you have something hard that you need to do. If I asked you right now, what's your most dreaded activity, what would you say? It might be meeting potential customers or clients, putting yourself and your business out into the world, marketing, paperwork, or even a bookkeeping or accounting task. Dread is actually an emotion or a feeling that you have, which is caused by how you're thinking about what it is that you need to do. It could potentially be causing you some apprehension, fear, or reluctance to do the thing that you know you need to do. When you think about it, one of the things that separates successful people from those who don't achieve as much success is that successful people learn what they need to do to overcome these feelings of dread and do the things that they need to do anyway. They're able to work through these feelings and obtain what they truly want in their life. Most of us put off the things we dread doing so that we don't have to experience those feelings of dread. We feel that if we don't do it, we avoid the dread, but we actually feel dread the whole time we're putting it off. Think about this for a second. If you have a project that you need to get done, and you know you should start it right away in the morning, but you dread doing it, so you put it off until the very last thing of your day, you will dread doing the project all day long. You'll continue to think about what it is that you're dreading throughout your day. The dread keeps reoccurring. You avoid taking action because of the feeling of dread, when in fact, if you did the project right away in the morning, you'd be able to enjoy the whole rest of your day, not dreading the project any longer because you already have it done. If you'd like to continue listening to the rest of this podcast, I'm inviting you to sign up for the private podcast where I do a deeper dive into this topic on the Mastering Your Mindset Moments podcast for high-stress professionals. When you're busy working in a high-stress profession, it's often hard to accomplish what you truly want in your life. This private podcast offers solutions that you can immediately apply to your life so that you can not only achieve your goals, but increase your sense of purpose, self-satisfaction, and lead a more fulfilling and enjoyable life. You can sign up at financialadventure.com/private. to hear about the solutions I provide on this topic. I'll post links to this and other valuable resources for business owners, accountants, and other high-stress professionals where you're listening to this podcast.